It was the evening of December 29th, 1922, and John Powell gazed out into the audience at Boston's Symphony Hall. To his side sat the massed ranks of the Boston Symphony Orchestra under the baton of Pierre Monteux. They were there to perform Powell's most celebrated piece, his Rhapsodie Negra, for piano and orchestra. It was a work that in the days before Gershwin mania of the mid-1920s had made John Powell one of the most famous composer pianists in America. Today, John Powell merits barely a sentence in music history books. Most would argue for good reason. Because the Rhapsodie Negra lies at the heart of one of the most troubling and shameful stories in 20th century music. It's one that many would prefer to forget.
Listening to his music makes my skin crawl. John Powell did real harm to real people, and he used classical music to do it. Once you know that, you can't listen to this music and not be queasy.